You speak, state your name for the record. You each have 2 minutes.
Good afternoon. My name is Eric Gale. I'm the chair of the Overlook Neighborhood Association. The last time I was here was under much more negative circumstances with the Cesar Chavez renaming proposal, which I think was a very painful and very real example of some of the failings of our status quo in terms of neighborhood systems and involvement. The other point I'd like to offer is that there is very real grassroots support for this. At least in our neighborhood, there's a lot of efforts going along in exactly these same directions, and there have been periodically over the years. But I think with funding and an organized citywide effort, I think those efforts will be much, much, much more successful. So I urge you to support this all, and thank you for your work.
Hi, my name is Catherine King. I'm the chair of the Woodstock Neighborhood Association, and I live at 4705 Southeast Knight. I've been in that residence for 10 years, and I'd like to tell you a little bit today about why we support the 5-year plan to increase community involvement in Portland. Our organization supports community involvement at the Woodstock Community Center. We foster community education, welcoming new residents, planning and hosting community building events, and monitoring land use and transportation issues. We reach up to the city level and down to the individual level in an effort to maintain a vibrant part of the city. We regularly have 50-plus people attending our monthly meetings, and they're growing. Support of the plan is important because it allows us the opportunity to change our neighborhood and the association to serve the changing demographic of the neighborhood, and we are on fire. I brought Tom Weiss to personally tell us a little bit about his experience in the Neighborhood Association and how the money that the Community Connect 5-year plan would benefit his experience and what these activities have done to benefit him so far. The plan has helped us get a neighborhood small grant for $3,500 for our annual Woodstock old-fashioned picnic. This event was a huge success. It helped raise visibility about the Neighborhood Association. We had about 3,000 people in attendance. We reached out to diverse populations and to recruit a broader range of Woodstock residents into involvement in the Neighborhood Association. Organizing the event engaged people that we had never met from the area that today are still involved in the association. It built a sense of belonging and gave us some good, clean fun. The business community strongly supported us, donating goods and hosting booths that were based on fun, not profit. We also received new communications funds for our newsletter and volunteer website. What's changed? The Neighborhood Association is starting to have a fun volunteer newsletter and a live feeling. How many more people are being reached? About 2,000 plus by our newsletter. What's innovative? We now have Flickr for sharing photos, a calendar of events, a volunteer website in the making, upcoming welcome packets. We're creating a social network via our community connectors that gives us a way to share new neighborhood opportunities with our new residents. We've been very strategic about recruiting younger families with kids and have succeeded in making Woodstock Neighborhood Association a much more dynamic group. We ask you to support the 5-year plan to increase community involvement in Portland. Thank you for the opportunity.
Hello, my name is Tom Weiss. Thanks for listening to me today. I live in the Woodstock neighborhood, lived there for about 2 years now. When I first showed up in the neighborhood, the most interaction we had with our neighbors was just a quick wave as we drove by their houses. But then the Woodstock picnic came along, and because of the grant and the money that was able to be provided for that picnic, we were able to get out of our houses, come together, and start to connect. As a result, my family's been greatly enriched. Because we've been able to now begin to contribute back to our own neighborhood. It raised a level of involvement where we began to understand what was happening in the neighborhood with our neighbors' lives. A number of us neighbors gathered together this Christmas holiday just to help support another family in the neighborhood who are in need, a couple of girls from the Woodstock Elementary. And so for us, we strongly support and hope that you guys will strongly support this 5-year plan, because it has greatly enriched our lives, our neighbors' lives. It's enabled us to be involved in ways I just would never imagine that we've been able to be involved in our neighborhood. Thank you very much.
Next three are Nancy Han, Vicki Herson, Polo Catalani, and they'll be followed by Chris Smith, Paul Leisner, and Sean McCusker.
Hi, I'm Nancy Hand. I'm chair of the Arnold Creek Neighborhood Association, and also chair of the Southwest Neighborhoods Crime Prevention and Public Safety Committee. I am here to encourage you to support the five-year plan to increase community involvement in Portland. As you know, we are such a great city, and we feel the community involvement plays such an important part in making Portland what it is. The five-year plan will help with such things as the small grant program, communication dollars, and additional staff support, all of which is really needed. I have brought you some show and tell of how our two organizations have used some of their grant money. This is a sample of our meet and greet packet that we put together to give to new homeowners. We collected donations from local businesses to put in there to let them know that we do shop in their stores, even though we might not be right next to them. We also put information, common household numbers that you might need to use for the city. We also put information about our local schools in there. I also brought a couple of pictures of the Central Precinct reception. This year will be our third annual celebration to thank the officers who serve our community, and that we have been able to put on because of the small grant that we received. Please support the five-year plan to increase community involvement in Portland, and thanks for the opportunity to testify today.
Thank you. Thank you. Good afternoon, Mayor and Council members. I'm Vicki Herson, Executive Director of Elders in Action, and I'm very pleased to be here today on behalf of Elders in Action to express our support of the five-year plan to increase community involvement in the City of Portland. Elders in Action has been connecting older adults to opportunities for improving the City of Portland since 1968. In fact, our mission is to ensure a vibrant community through the active involvement of older adults. We believe the quality of life should never depend on age, and that older adults have a wealth of talent and wisdom to share for the betterment of the community as a whole. One of our Elders in Action Commission volunteers, Don McGilvery, has been actively involved in the Community Connect process, and our commission members participated in one of the first focus groups providing input on how to strengthen community involvement in Portland, some of whom are here today. Elders in Action Commission volunteers are also serve on the boards and advisory groups of the Portland City Disability Services Advisory Committee, ERCO, the Urban League, and the Native American Youth Association. So there's a nice connection between the different agencies. Elders in Action has a very positive partnership with the Office of Neighborhood Involvement and strongly supports the 08-09 ONI budget, in which funding is included to move forward the recommendations, the five-year plan to increase community involvement in Portland, including extensive outreach to underrepresented groups. While participating in the ONI budget process last October through December, it was very inspiring to see many new faces involved in the process, including one member who came with her interpreter, and it was really very beneficial to the group as a whole. I've always been impressed with the accessibility of Portland's public officials and the neighborhood system network. The Community Connect recommendations provide a thoughtful and comprehensive plan for ensuring a vibrant community for all of Portland by creating new opportunities for civic engagement as described in the Community Connect final report. Elders in Action is a powerful voice of older adults and advocates for programs and services that affect the quality of life of older citizens. Our foremost priority is to ensure services and programs so that Portland residents may remain independent and connected to their community. Our staff and volunteers are actively involved with improving and promoting programs offered through Portland Parks and Recreation Senior Recreation Programs, the Portland Department of Transportation, the Portland Fire Bureau, the Bureau of Housing and Community Development, the Office of Emergency Management, the City Ombudsman Program, and the Portland Police Bureau. We work to connect citizens to city services and work on positive ways for improvement. In fact, the new community safety program...
Time is up.
Okay, thank you. But we support the program greatly, and it's really a fine recommendations. Thank you.
I'll try to be brief, and you can have my leftover 30 seconds. I'm Ronald Atangsayang Catalani. I'm here this afternoon speaking for Asian Pacific American Network of Oregon. I forgot what APANO stands for. Thank you, Chief. Thank you, Commissioners. And thank you, Sanjeev, Mr. Community Connect for getting me here this afternoon and helping me get this tie on right. I want to thank you for this council session, for this generous, this broad-shouldered, big-hearted city initiative. And thank you for my 120 seconds, of which I have very few left. I am awed to be here, and I want to make sure I represent that kind of awe, because this is my first time before you all in this building. I think I did another one of these sessions when you were at Jefferson High School. But in order to stay true to the communities Apano and Urko is representing now, that is to say Russian-speaking Slav communities in and around Portland, Portland's African community, and of course Asians and Islanders, I need to stay odd. These are folks from governments who you are now inviting in, from governments who did not 5-year plans, but 10-year plans and 20-year plans that were always centrally dictated, governments that we wanted to stay away from at all costs. Folks did what they did in their capital cities, and we did what we did in our workplaces and our homes, and maybe we would never intersect, and that'd be terrific. Now folks are here, and figures I've gotten from Commissioner Adams' office tell us that we have a 20% working poverty workforce in the city. We have people of color, immigrants, ethnic enclaves coming in here in a rush because of the environment we have promised. We would like to get these new folks immediately involved in planning their neighborhoods, in loving their neighbors, and feeling happy. I'm talking about our moms now, about where their children play and where their children go after school, and having jobs that pay more than just daycare, rather than building another class, another section, another level of unhappy people of color in this lovely city. Thank you, and I'm so sorry I not have enough time. I have 15 seconds left. Thank you, Jenna.
Thank you, Paulo.
Next three are Chris Smith, Paul Leisner, and Sean McCusker. They'll be followed by Carol McCreary, Brad Dennis, and Becca Lynn Kirk.
Thanks for being here, folks. When you speak, state your name for the record. You each have 2 minutes.
Good afternoon. I'm Chris Smith, Mayor, Commissioners. I'm delighted to be here today in support of the 5-year plan. I want to congratulate Mayor Potter for planting the seed that grew into this wonderful effort. To all the volunteers and staff members who worked on it, this is truly great work. As a neighborhood activist, a board member, committee chair for 10 years or more, I've had the opportunity to see both the power of the neighborhood system and also the challenges to involve people. And as someone who's worked on decision processes at the regional level, at the citywide level, I've also seen the challenge of getting people involved and having the citizens of our region really have a substantive impact on government decisions. So I've kind of seen both sides of the equation, and I think that the recommendations here are well thought out, well informed, and will go a long way to addressing those challenges. I would like to add one cautionary note, which is particularly as we build new institutions to deal with our community becoming more diverse, that's truly a wonderful step and an important one, but I want to make sure that we are careful to cross-fertilize those institutions with the existing institutions that we have and make that a network that brings us all together rather than having kind of silos of citizen involvement in different categories. I think that would be an error to be avoided if we can be conscious of that. So with that said, let me urge you to support this, in particular to urge you to support the budget request that will make this a reality in a few months when you adopt the city budget. Thank you.
Mayor and commissioners, I'm Paul Leisner with the Center for Public Participation at Portland State University, and I also am urging you to adopt this 5-year plan, but I also want to put this in a bigger context. We've been talking primarily about Portland right now. This is really in a national context. This is a struggle that's going on in communities across the United States to try to increase participatory democracy and that connection between people in the community and the decisions that get made. There are communities, cities all over with leaders like you, struggling about that. How do you make that happen? And Portland, this effort, I think, is really unique in the nation. There's nobody else in the country that has done this kind of work to really look at the whole strategic scope of what would need to be in place to really make participatory democracy work. There's a lot of excitement. As Casey Jama said earlier, he and I were in Dayton, Ohio on Monday and Tuesday with the Kettering Foundation giving a presentation on some of the work that's happening here and the Community Connect process. There were leaders and public administrators and citizen activists from all over the country there. There was tremendous excitement about this. The National League of Cities is very interested in this and is trying to get people from Portland to come talk about Community Connect. We're already getting requests to write articles about it. You, by approving this plan, you're not just approving something for Portland, but you're also approving something that really will start to show the way for other communities around the country about how to make this really work. So we're not just talking about trying to get people more involved, but we're really figuring out how to make it happen. And as Casey said, there was one gentleman there who was very familiar with Portland. He said, if it can work anywhere, this can work in Portland. And I again urge you to approve this plan and help us do that.
Commissioner Adams has a question.
Paul, how do you, based on your experience and your expertise, how do we best judge measurement of progress along the lines of these goals and recommendations?
Well, I think in the past what researchers have done is they've looked at measuring participation. The other one is looking at actual responsiveness of government. Is there impact from what people do when they get involved in processes? Does anything change? And the other one is empowerment, where you do surveying in the community to really try to find out, do people feel that they have a voice? Do they feel connected to other people in the community? And if they felt they had an issue, do they feel that there are vehicles out there and ability to make something happen? I think those are the three main areas that research has shown are the things to measure. And right now, the National League of Cities and others are trying to do a project to try to help figure out those measurement techniques, what's worked around the country and what we might use here. And we can learn from that here in Portland. It's a very good question.
Thanks. Hello, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Sean McCusker. I'm a member of the Community Connect Working Group. I became involved by way of being a graduate student at PSU in the program of Urban Regional Planning. Some of my duties included reviewing the comments and ideas of literally thousands of Portlanders. There was a common thread that I noted throughout my analysis. I found that citizens feel connected to one another and their communities. That being said, I would say that the timing of this 5-year plan is essential to foster more participation of a wide array of citizens from all across the city. This would also dovetail nicely with the Portland plan and other current and future planning efforts. Finally, I would say that every Portlander deserves to have their voices heard and a chance to act upon making a difference in their community. I believe that that you should endorse the 5-year plan. This will strengthen the community at large and ensure that Portland remains a vibrant city.
Thank you, folks.
Next three are Carol McCreary, Brad Dennis, and Becca Lynn Kirk. Carol McCreary, Brad Dennis, Becca Lynn Kirk. How about Joyce Taylor? Okay. And Paige Coleman? And they'll be followed by Sylvia Evans.
Thanks for being here. Folks, when you speak, please state your name for the record. You each have 2 minutes.
Good afternoon, Mayor, Commissioners. My name is Carol McCreary. I chair the Old Town Chinatown Neighborhood Association, but I'm speaking more as an individual because we haven't, with so much on our plate, we haven't had the opportunity to discuss this as a group. But I would beg you to accept the 5-year plan. I think it will take that long and that level of effort to get all the pieces together for an increasingly aware population that's flooding into this city. Now, as we've learned recently in our neighborhood, if you pull the process out from under people or speed it up, they fall on their faces. We do get more voices, but we need all those pieces of the process in order to get the better solutions. And there's a direct relationship between the two if the process is right. You get sustainable solutions, you get accountability, and you get you get the public watchdogging to make sure that their communities do work right. Of those pieces that I would ask the people who are moving forward this to look at would be how urban renewal areas work and the special challenges that we face in them, including stakeholder identification. And then I know that bureaus are being asked to write formal written public involvement policies, but I hope there will be a way to make them accountable for those policies, some of which are already on paper. We need to get to this. When we don't, we get just this. We wear out our community leaders, and we sometimes take steps backward, which may have happened in our neighborhood. We're hoping to turn it around. And I'd like to thank Mark Siebert of Neighbors West Northwest and Brian Hupavoni, and say that we are going to make steps to join a coalition because they've been so supportive with grants and advice in this period. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I am Joyce Taylor. I'm the chairperson of the North Northeast Business Association. We're one of the 40 citywide business districts and located on MLK Boulevard. We're here today in support for the five-year plan to increase community involvement and the Community Connect funding. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak before you. NEBA's mission is creating a thriving and livable community. We are the economic development umbrella in the community to help small businesses and to support their efforts, and we carry their voice. And I want to go over to now to citizen involvement. Citizen involvement engages and empowers. It is holistic, inclusive, and strategic. It is an opportunity for citizen stakeholders to have proactive, cross-cultural, and diverse dialogues at the beginning of the process. Citizens connecting, elimination of barriers. Citizen involvement involves neighborhood stakeholders, comprehensive input into the decision-making process which shapes their lives. Citizen involvement creates a partnership between community and government, establishing citizens' ownership. Every community participating makes a difference, strengthens a livable environment for all. NEBA has been around for 31 years. We represent 4,000 businesses in our business area. We connect with 2,000 monthly through technology, news media, community press, strategic locations, and we do monthly meetings. We are urban inner city, and we advocate, create resources, outreach, and partnership building for our membership. Our members are active in many, many city and community citizens involvement committees, community stakeholders, neighborhoods, and economic sustainability. Our goal is to create effective and efficient resources and communications, options and opportunities, translating into sustainable communities, increasing bottom line revenues for families and disposable income. We support the citizen involvement increase five-year plan, and we want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you. I'm Paige Coleman, representing two organizations supportive of the five-year plan. I'm the executive committee board member of the Northeast Coalition of Neighborhoods and also the chairperson of the Boise Neighborhood Association. The five-year plan is our best investment for community involvement. By understanding and supporting this plan, you will get increased civic engagement, stronger social capital, and greater participation from underrepresented groups. The five-year plan will strengthen Portland's neighborhood system, which provides value to our communities. The Northeast Coalition partners with key organizations, many here today, to involve more people and people from diverse communities. We are community connectors and act as a conduit for information and services to reach our 12 neighborhood associations and their members. We are ready to build upon our past and current outreach efforts, such as our e-news, Northeast Leaders Luncheons, our Voters Forum, and our Public Safety Action Committee. Be our champions as we provide technical assistance to neighborhood associations and events such as spring cleanups, block parties, Biffin' Up MLK, Good in the Neighborhood, and National Night Out. The Neighborhood Small Grants Program has revived dormant neighborhood associations and supported active ones. We have funded much-needed communication tools, and as a result of these grants, we have increased outreach efforts exponentially. This is a vital source of funding for neighborhood associations and their volunteer work. Finally, with your support, the Boise Neighborhood Association will continue to engage our community and strengthen social capital and amid rapid change. We reinstituted the Boise Voice newspaper, a bi-monthly publication with a circulation of 2,500. Our monthly community meetings are well attended, with an average of 30 people showing up and getting involved, and we have many annual events. We cannot do this without the support of the neighborhood system. Thank you for your support for building a strong Portland community. Portland is known as a livable and green city. Together with your support, Portland will be recognized as a healthy and vibrant community for all.
Thank you.
Our last two speakers who signed up are Sylvia Evans and Lisa Reed Gonero.
Thanks for being here, folks. When you speak, please state your name for the record, and you each have 2 minutes.
Okay, my name is Sylvia Evans, and I am the cross-cultural neighborhood organizer for Northeast Coalition of Neighborhoods. And I would like to thank you guys and everybody who worked on this plan. It was a long, hard process. It was very inclusive, and the community respects them all for their hard work. Many people testified before you today for the first time. These leaders were cultivated during the process of this plan, and I urge you, as I've urged them, not to give up and to continue to work together. Forge those strong relationships so we can make more cohesive neighborhoods for all. Thank you.
My name is Lisa Reed Guarnero. I wear many hats. Part of the board of the North Northeast Business Association, also a diversity and civic leadership participant through the Center of Intercultural Organizing. I'm also part of the steering committee for Vision PDX. But most importantly, I'm an immigrant from Korea, but 48-year resident of Portland, and I'm very, very pleased to see this five-year plan, and I'm most excited and greatly urge you to support this plan. Just to let you know, as a civic and diversity leadership participant, that it has made a huge difference, not only for myself, but sitting in a room of so many different cultures and the most diverse experience I've ever had. I feel like this is like the ideal situation, and I'm so proud of Portland for supporting this program and for creating this five-year plan and being so incredibly inclusive in this entire process. So thank you in advance for accepting this.
Thank you very much.
That's all who signed up.
Okay.
I had a question of somebody.
Okay. Commissioner Adams has a question.
I guess for Cease, for you, or?
Me.
Yeah. So we heard a lot of positive feedback about the Neighborhood Small Grants Program, which I was very grateful to hear, having promoted its creation for a while. It says that there's 206,600 in permanent funding right now. I thought we did 250. We did 206.
It was 200,000.
Oh, okay. That's inflationary increase or something?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that.
Okay. And so that the request is to increase that by 50,000.
Correct.
And I just wanted to make sure before we concluded the hearing that number two is what is the consensus top priority for additional funding and only number two, or is it prioritized?
No, for ongoing funding.
For ongoing funding.
Correct.
Is there a
Everything else is one-time requested.
Is there a prioritization of the rest of it?
Can I answer that? The budget process was very interesting, and we strongly believe that all of the initiatives and all of the strategies in the ask in this year's budget need to come together as a package because they really represent that sustainable, balanced, three-legged stool. We went through the process again this year where we identified only the strategies that we felt were absolutely critical and were the right budget for ONI, and they're the right budget to support the five-year plan. So they really, the whole committee really strongly believes that they all need to move forward.
And do you know what they add up to?
Do you want to answer that?
Yeah, it's a little bit over $1 million in total. There's some confusion because the ideal package presented by Community Connect was not one constrained by real budget numbers and the hard choices we have to make in city government. That number was somewhat inflated. After going through the ONI budget process, it's a little over $1 million. And about $240,000 of those dollars are first-time asks. All of the other funds are for existing programs.
I would encourage you to, I appreciate the position of the group that the $1 million one time is a package and you want the entire $1 million funded. As someone who supports this and is passionate about community involvement, I do think it would be very useful at some point in the near term to prioritize the packages that add up to the $1 million. That's just one commissioner's advice.
We are fortunate that in a couple of weeks on the 10th, we will be able to work with yourself and Commissioner Sten and the budget team, looking very closely at this budget. Revisit.
Any other questions? We really appreciate having this opportunity to share the community voice with you today. Thank you so very much.
Good presentation.
Thank you. It was an excellent presentation. This is a report. I need a motion to accept.
So moved.
Please call the vote.
Adams?
Great work. Really thoughtful, integrated goals and recommendations. I think that they will go a long ways towards achieving the kind of city that we want, and I look forward to doing everything I can to support their implementation. And I especially like the fact that the ongoing work that's sort of discussed in one of your recommendations will make sure that this is the beginning of constant and continuous improvement and neighborhood involvement, and not just a sort of a one-time shot. We'll improve it now, and then we'll improve it again in 5 years and 10 years. I like the more continuous improvement flavor of it. So thank you for your good work. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I want to first of all thank Mayor Potter for taking this on, and really I think providing, as a result, extensive opportunities for many of you and beyond to get involved in kind of a new roadmap for civic involvement, a comprehensive one. I think we've had fits and starts over the years, and I will say I was extremely impressed, Nancy, to see a welcome packet. That's something I've always believed we've been doing for years. I'm sorry Ross Mon left his door hangers in his car. I would have loved to have seen those too, but those to me are emblematic of the types of things that this process has represented in terms of really reaching out to people, whether they're new neighbors, whether they're renters, whether they're from immigrant and refugee populations. So I think that's really good work here, and I'll look forward to seeing what we can support here in our final budget process. But certainly the roadmap is excellent, and the report's very well done too. Aye.
Sten.
I want to thank Mayor Potter and his team and all the citizens that were here. This is really impressive, and I think this is probably, of all the things that need to be done to get our city to the next level, this is probably the hardest. I mean, a lot of the things that we work on are really matters of political will and funding, and they're not easy. Somebody's against something, but you kind of know how to do it. You just have to organize. This has not really been done, and it's a mix of I do know a lot of the activists that have been involved for many years, and if it was just those of you who are my long-term friends, I wouldn't think we should vote for this. But there's also a whole group of activists that I now think I know, but it's because they've come on board in the last year or two with Mayor Potter's leadership to open up the doors of City Hall. And then there's a bunch of people here today who I'm seeing for the first time. And so I think that really speaks to itself. And for those of you who've had the pleasure and sometimes not pleasure of sitting through lots and lots of city council hearings, it's usually a subset of the same cast of great characters that's here. I mean, they're great people, but it tends to be the same folks, and different ones track different issues. And I have, more than any of the words or the strategies, and I do think it's a good 5-year strategy, I have just basically seen new people impacting things in new ways. And every time that happens, I think we get stronger and we also have some new perspectives, which I've had the pleasure to hear kind of, and sometimes subtly, just kind of working around the edges, sometimes very clearly, but more often it's kind of a process of getting people involved. And so I think it's really good stuff. I will not have a vote on this next budget, so I will join you in lobbying my colleagues to say you ought to fund the mayor's plan here. Aye.
Potter.
Well, I just cannot express the depth of my appreciation for this product, because I know, having followed it closely, all of the difficulties, and yet the community came together, and they came together for the greater good to make sure that that our community is really the best it can be. I think this is the most significant change since 1974 to how we interact as citizens and government. And so I look forward to down the road refining this document, but also, as was first stated, celebrating what has happened today and what has happened over the last several months. It's truly, I think, a shining moment for the community, because the community owns this. And I think that when the community owns it, it guarantees that it's going to happen. And so I want to thank everybody that has participated in this for your patience, your understanding, and your commitment to making our community a great place for everybody. I vote aye. Thank you all for being here. We're going to continue our council meeting and go to the 3 p.m.